I'll give you the edition, version. All right, so we're about to finish Perek Gimel, and then we'll have the larger packet for Perek Dalid. So the Mesias Hashem writes, Misklalo Shel Dover. So just in conclusion, to summarize this last chapter, Tzarech Ha'adam Liyos Misbonim B'sich Lo Tamid B'chozman. A person has to be engaged in a constant intellectual contemplation at all time. Ubizman Kavua Lo B'hispodido. Now, when he says you have to be engaged in contemplation all time, remember that the Mesias Hashem taught us that one is supposed to contemplate one's actions right at the time that one does them, or before one does them, to try to figure out, does this action fit into the framework of the Tov Ha'amiti, of the ultimate good, or not? And then after one engages in action, meaning after the fact, one is obligated to go ahead and examine their actions to either see if it was bad, not to do it again, or even if it was good, were there elements within the good that need to be refined? Ubizman kavua lo bizbodido. And one should also set aside time specifically for a cheshbon nefesh, for contemplation. What should you be contemplating? Mahu haderech ha'amiti lefi chok ha'torah sha'adam sarach leilechbo. A person has to contemplate what is the path of the Torah that a person is supposed to walk on. What he called over here, the Tov Ha'amiti. And then we're going to give another packet. What is this ultimate good that I'm supposed to be working towards? The Achakach, you have all the Esponin Amasov, Im Heimala Derech Hazeh Im Lo. And again, it's, you know, someone came over to me a few days ago from the Shir, and they said to me, you know, this approach is not just about one's spiritual life. This is an appropriate approach for life. That what is Mesias Hashem saying? You have to have a plan. What is the Tov Ha'amiti? What is that goal that you're working towards? Because if you don't know what you're working towards, you have no metric by which to measure all of your actions. If you have a Tov Ha'amiti, be it in your spiritual life, in your professional life, whatever it is, then you know at least where you're going. Once you know where you're going, then you could figure out, should I be doing this? Should I not be doing this? Ki al yidei zeh, vadai shiyeh lo nokeh litayer mikol ra, uliyasher kol drachov. Because once you have this Tov Ha'amiti, this ultimate goal, it's much easier to go ahead and purify oneself from all evil and to straighten out one's ways. Ukimosha kasev omer, as the Pasuk in Mishlei says, pales ma'agol raglecho, v'chol drachecho yikonu. So if you take a look at the footnote number 65, he says, "Palis ma'agal raglecha shekol drachecha." Literally, it means measure the steps of your feet, and all of your ways will become established. Va'omer nachbasa drachinu v'nachkora v'nashuva el Hashem. Search out. We should search out our ways. Nachkora, it will become clarified, and we will return to Hashem. Or in other words, again, in all of these situations, begin with a plan, clarify what the Tov Ha'amiti is, figure out where you're going, and then ultimately measure all of your life activities against that particular plan. Good morning. All right, so now we begin Perek Dalet. See here, this packet is going to keep you busy for a while. So we'll say Perek Dalet. Ari's going to send out today about the details of this particular sefer. If anybody wants to buy it, it's because it's not. We're using a particular not version, a particular printing of the Mesias Hashem. So you'll send it out today. I'll give you that information. Yeah. So Perek Dalet. Yeah. Perek Dalet, Bederech Kinias Hazihirus. So now remember, just so you only begin to see the appreciate the flow of the Mesias Yisharim, the way it works is he first goes ahead and tells you what the particular attribute is, then he explains the aspect of the attribute, and then part number three of this process is how does one acquire and ultimately inculcate within themselves this particular attribute. This, you should just know that I happen to think that this is part of the singular beauty of Mesilas Yisharim. There are a lot of Musar Sfarim that teach you what to do, what not to do. What often they leave out is the how. So now I know I'm supposed to do this, and this is the greatest challenge. How do I do this? How do I accomplish this? The Mesil Shalom is like one-stop shopping. He tells you what, he tells you when, he tells you where, and most importantly, he also tells you how. Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto wrote Mesil Shalom in the 1700s. Yeah, interestingly enough, I don't know if I mentioned this. So the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto was accused of being a Sabbatian, a follower of Shabtai Tzvi. He was ultimately banished. Right? He had to go ahead and leave his home. He resettled in Eretz Yisrael. He was prohibited from teaching Kabbalah. He was a Kabbalist. He was prohibited from teaching Kabbalah. So what did he do? So he really couldn't find a job in teaching Torah, Jewish communal service, because he was suspected of being a Sabbatian. He became a lens cutter. He was essentially, I guess today, what they'd call an optician. And that's how, it's actually a very tragic story. He died at a relatively young age. I think he was in his 40s when he died. And amazingly enough, it was after he died that they found this manuscript of the Mesilas Yesharim. And it's really this that exonerated him. Meaning it's all the people, you know, the Rav Yaakov Emdins and others who really severely persecuted him, who when they saw this sefer, realized that they were wrong about him. It's one of those. And now you say the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, you know, Mamish, he's like a staple, right? Path of the Just. And still, but you know, it's just amazing. He had a very, very, very brutal life. Okay, Parak Dalet. Pederech Kinias Hazihiros. So acquiring this meaning. Good morning. Acquiring this midah of zihirus. Now again, the way we have not yet come up with a good English term for this, but the word we're going to use for is care. Care. Zihirut literally means a care or a concern. So living life with a care. He says, Hine masha mevi es ha'adam al derech klal la zihirus. What is it that brings a person to this path of zihirus, of giving care and attention to the directions of one's life? So the first thing that the Mesilas Yesharim says is, if you want to know how to go ahead and become the kind of person that thinks about how he lives his life, the first step is learning Torah. Learning Torah. We'll see how that fits together. And this is what Rabbi Pinchas says in the beginning of the Brayis and Avodah Zarah, Torah mevia lidei zihirus. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair says it explicitly, that Torah brings one to a state of zihirus, to a state of contemplation. Omnom al derech prat hamevi lazeh, who is boninos al chomer ha'avoda, asher chayiv b'ha adam va'omek hadin aleh. This is very interesting. So of course, Mesilas Yesharim says, but I know what you're thinking. Right? Learning Torah is our answer to everything. Right? You want this, you want that, learn Torah. So Mesilas Yesharim says, I'm not just giving you a flippant answer. It happens to be that learning Torah is the way to get to a state of contemplation. But he says, more specifically, what brings you to a state of contemplation is contemplation al chomer ha'avod, about the importance of the work that man is obligated to do, ve'omek hadin aleha, and ultimately the significant reward and punishment that is tied into it. We'll explain what this means. The yetzei lozem min ha'inun b'masim ha'ksuvim b'sifrei HaKodesh. So what the Mesilas Yesharim says is, real contemplation comes about when a person realizes that our job on this earth is very significant and meaningful. That's how Zihir. So I mean, think about it. If you believe that your time on this earth is very important, so by definition, that leads one to a state of contemplation. Because then a person thinks, okay, if I have to accomplish something important, then A, I need to figure out what I have to accomplish, and B, once I figure that out, I need to figure out how to get there. But how do you come to realize that your time on this earth is important and that your life mission is important? It says in Mesilas Yesharim, that happens through Torah. Torah is what sensitizes us to the importance of our life mission. He says, "Umin alimud b'ma'amari chachamim," and through learning the statements of the sages, zichronim levracha ma'orim alzeh. V'hinei. Bisbonenos hazeh, he'oros ba'darga. So here's what's interesting. He says, the concept of life contemplation is not a one-size-fits-all process. the process of contemplation is different for different types of people. L'shlemi hadas, ulipchusimehem, ulchol ha'amon kulo. There's a form of contemplation. L'shlemi hadas. L'shlemi hadas means those who are of complete mind. We'll define exactly what that means in just a little bit. Ulipchusimehem, those who are not of a complete mind. It's not talking about a... complete mind, not complete mind, is not talking about one's mental stability. It's talking about one's worldview. Shlemi Hadas means those who understand already from the beginning that there's a life mandate, but don't necessarily know what their own is, versus B'chusimehem, which are those who maybe don't necessarily feel this intensity of life mission. L'shlemi Hadas, so for those of complete mind, so to speak, for those who are a little bit more whole, they will come to understand this notion of life contemplation through the following. Kirak hashlemos hu hadavar haro'i sheyechamed mehem velo zulas zeh. So for a person that's already coming from what the Mitzvah Hashem calls shlemi hadas, right? Now what's shlemi hadas? Shlemi hadas means a person. There are some people that you could tell in life are just, they're questing for wholeness. They're looking for this sense of wholeness. It's what they want. The challenge they run into is what? Is what? They don't know what necessarily what they're looking for. But you see this, that's why you see some people, and this often, this midah, sometimes you can get into a little bit of trouble, because if a person is always questing for wholeness and they don't know what they're doing, they end up going in directions that ultimately will not necessarily serve their particular needs. But that's shlemi hadas, those people who in life are already looking for something bigger. They know they're working. So how do you convince the shlemi hadas, the one right who's the one who's already questing for a life wholeness? How do you convince them that they need to engage in this process of contemplation? Where it's very simple, you explain to them because these individuals are already looking for a completion. He says ki hine achar sheizbar ze etzlam viizbar lohem kimokein. Okay, so he says that for the Shlemi Hadas, what you just have to explain is like this. Listen, Mr. Shlemi Hadas, you are looking for life completion, right? You are looking ultimately to figure out how to maximize your time on this earth. So let me give you the plan. Because if you don't follow the plan, then what? Then you will not lead a whole life. And for the Shlemi Hadas, there is nothing more painful than to contemplate the notion of leading an incomplete life. Now again, I just want to point out, the Mitzvah Hashem is not actually giving us any details. He's not yet telling us how to do it. Remember, what he's doing is he's mapping out the playing field. So what he's saying is, different people will relate to this life contemplation in different ways. For some people, it's an easy sell because they're already contemplating. They just don't yet know what to contemplate, but they're already in this mindset. So for them, to sell them on the model of life contemplation is easy because they already want to lead whole lives.
What about life's challenges which can
derail? We're going to get to that. He covers it. Yeah, he's got a map for that also. He's got a map if you get lost. He says, "Kikvar nispair etzlam sheim emtsoim ela yimatu lahem," because they know if these means, which the Mitzvah Hashem said in the last chapter, were the mitzvos that lead us to completion, will be lost from them. Oyman soim yu chaloshim velo bechol chozek hamistarech lahem. Hine lo yasigu bahem shlimus amiti. Ela yigara mehem kafimash shegaru him bihishtadlusam. Vinimtsoim chasri ashlimus. Amashu hulahem tsari gidola vera rabba. Alkein lo yivcharu ela laharbos bahem. Ula hachmir bechol tinaehem. Velo yanuchu velo yishketu migda aga midavar. Let me just read one more line. Ashrei Adam Mefahid Tamid. So says Mesilas Yesharim, again, he just repeated the same thing a couple of times, but there is a, for those who are already questing for some level of life completion, for those who are already in the mindset that I need to figure out what the goal is, all you need to do is explain to them that if you don't organize the goal and you don't go ahead and identify the means to reach that goal, you will never reach it. Once you tell that to them, that will energize them to accept this model of Mesilas Yesharim contemplation, because the scariest reality that they contend with is the notion that maybe I won't reach a level of completion in life. For the Shlemei Hadas, the concept of thinking about living an incomplete life is enough of a fear to spur them into action. Well, so we'll pick up with this in Meretz Hashem tomorrow.